Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Your mic's not on.
How about now?
Oh, Jesus.
Can you hear the power of dildos?
Yes. We are going to pull back on the mic.
And we're good. Keep leaning forward.
Oh, I had to take you down 6 decibels on the last podcast.
Yes.
I hope you know that.
That's good.
I wanted to comment on that before.
That's what I like to hear. I'll try and up the ante this time around.
That's why you're a little earlier in the day, so hopefully you won't be quite as pull back on that mic.
Get ready to have your eardrums blown out, people. Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up. Lando Calrissian looks is the head of Bespin. I wonder how he got that job.
Wow. Way to just start it right away.
That's from Family Guy Star Wars. Penny's kind of been in the Family Guy Star Wars episodes. She doesn't get any of the references, but she finds them funny because they make funny voices and they look like R2-D2.
My asshole makes funny sounds, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like R2-D2. It looks like the Sarlacc pit.
That's
I've never
true.
Seen it, but I could tell you right away it looks like the Sarlacc pit.
It does have the fangs.
I'm kind of glad we've actually gotten to that because I did want to ask you if you watched the Star Wars teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Did you have the same response as everyone in America? A black stormtrooper!
No, that was kind of weird. I was like, why is everyone freaking out about that?
Well, I'm not saying America's racist, but
America's racist.
I know. I was actually like, I was like, all right, it's fine.
I was watching.
There's no narrative appeal to it whatsoever. I'm kind of like, eh.
I saw a clip on from The Daily Show, and like, our situation, like the America situation with black people, is actually black people in America are in a worse spot than black people were in apartheid South Africa.
I would not doubt that. I was judging by people's reaction to the Star Wars trailer, I was like, really?
Just like financially, everything is pretty insane.
Well, this is not a political podcast. So.
I'll make it about whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, there you go. I was, I watched the trailer and I'm like, okay, it's fine. And everyone was just like, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it was a fucking minute.
There was nothing to it. You just saw some people, like, I was fine with it most of it until I saw the triple bladed lightsaber and I was like, okay, that's dumb.
It's not triple bladed. It's got one blade.
Does it have three light blades? Does it have three lights that are come out of it?
They're not blades, though.
Lights.
They're not blades, though. The crossbar are not blades.
Could I take that blade? Could I take that crossbar and could I put it to your head and cut into your head with that blade? With that crossbar?
It's so weak.
Could I do that?
It's still not a blade.
So it's a light dagger? It's got three blades. It's stupid.
It's a light crossbar.
I don't care. It was just, it reminded me, I was like, okay, this is fine. Until I saw that and I was like, well, this is George Lucas all over again. Just like, hey, you know what'd be cooler than one lightsaber? Two lightsabers.
But it's not triple-bladed. I'm hoping it's two-handed.
I'm hoping that it shows up once, and then as soon as he turns it on, it breaks because it's so stupid, and he just picks up a regular old lightsaber, and he's fine with it.
I knew you'd be one of the grognards all buttered about it. But people hated the double-bladed lightsaber, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
See? That's it. Like, people hate, like people are like, it's not a single lightsaber, because you know why? Lightsaber fans are all Immaculate Katana Blade guys.
Well,
all of them.
It's just...
Like, the lightsaber is the pinnacle of a technology.
Well, it's just...
Even though it's, like, the worst possible sci-fi weapon.
But, I mean, of all things, it's just, like, why do we even need this? Like, it just seemed to me like, hey, guys, you know what would be really cool and won't serve the plot in any ways so whatsoever? It's just going to be a cool thing.
But you're getting pretty into it for a goddamn minute teaser.
You know what will sell?
You know what looks good? Genesis.
He looks old.
Yeah, he's fucking...
He looks so old.
Probably because Schwarzenegger is old.
Yeah, I wonder what plot holes they'll fit into this one.
What's that?
I wonder how many plot holes they can fit into this one.
Who fucking watches Terminator for the fucking plot?
I do.
Come on.
Terminator 2 is the biggest offender of all time.
Why are you watching Terminator for the plot? You should be watching it to hear Schwarzenegger say something sweet, explosions, and robot fighting.
Robot fighting is one of the things. I was going to say, like, you just named every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie known to mankind, except for the robot fighting.
Well, you can do Predator fighting.
Yeah.
You can do Commando fighting.
Yeah.
You can do fictional movie fighting.
True Lies fighting.
Yeah.
You could do kindergarten cop fighting.
Terrorist fighting.
Terrorist fighting.
Yeah. Kindergarten fighting.
Kindergarten. I'm going to fight the little kids.
That would be, dude, I would pay money to see that film.
Actually, I really
Arnold
like
Schwarzenegger versus a grade schooler.
A toddler. I really like the Jurassic Park trailer.
Go down, Billy. Yeah.
Dun, dun,
well, it's got the current man of the
Chris
hour.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He's so dreamy. He is dry. He was great in Guardians of the Galaxy, so I like him on Parks and Rec. So
he's the man of the hour. I haven't seen Parks and Rec.
My wife loved him on Everwood when it was on. So.
The fuck is Everwood?
Some teeny bopper show on the WB way back in the day.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, it was bad, but you know it's a girly thing. They like that sort of stuff. But this just final thing on the Star Wars trailer. My favorite thing afterwards was all the people who were like, "It made me feel like a kid again. I love this. It's so great." I'm like, really? There was nothing that was relatively Star Wars related except for two things. One, the lightsaber, and two, the John Williams music. You could put
What about the Millennium Falcon? Millennium Falcon's pretty iconic Star Wars. You have to make it a three.
It didn't really look like it. It was too thin. I don't fucking care. But the you could literally put me on the desert planet of Tatooine with an erection, like a growing erection to the Star Wars music, and people be like, "It made me feel like a kid again. I love this so much."
I don't know. It's a teaser. Like people shitting on it or like being super hyped for it. It's just kind of like, why? It was a minute of nothing connected to anything.
Like, I know, but that's my whole thing is I'm not shitting on the trailer. The trailer was fine. It was like I'm more shitting on the people who like really liked the trailer, which is I you could probably hop on board that train.
I mean,
come on, Steve. It's a Star Wars hate train. You know that you like to conduct those.
You know, see the thing is, I like to have a massive armada of product to go at people,
yeah.
And like this isn't enough. It's not enough. It's just kind of like.
You could use supposition
because
you could use past experiences with Star Wars.
I'm hoping that lightsaber is a fucking two hander, and it's like an old one or some shit. I don't know. Apparently Colbert like explained it and like shit on people about it. But again, it was a fucking goddamn minute. People are losing their minds in either direction way too much about it.
I'm hoping that the handle is a giant dildo. It is just 15 minutes of hardcore penetration. In the middle of the movie, just like out of context.
George Lucas isn't directing it anymore.
Yeah, but that's why it probably would show up. It'd be lens flares.
No, there
and
would
shit.
Just be lens flare. You wouldn't be able to see anything.
I hope there's like a shit ton of lens flares in it.
Probably.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams is a fan of the lens flare.
I know. Well, we've covered 7 minutes of this podcast without talking about any sort of games, which I guess that's okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
None of our listeners do.
What's the new
except for people who don't like the podcast.
Yeah,
they care very much. Like their gaming news is poor at best.
their gaming news is weak.
Again,
weak
like,
sauce.
Who the fuck listens to podcasts for gaming news?
You want to talk about the new Kill Mini Kickstarter or the new Warhammer 40K box set? Which one?
I think
it's your choice.
I think the 40K box set was summed up perfectly on the Facebook page.
What's a blurp derp?
You start with Deathstorm and you just wait and see what all the things people come up with.
I think Cash Storm was
Cash
the best.
Storm was pretty awesome.
But you know what though? It's actually not a bad box set for the buy.
It's a 40K box set. It's an awful box set for the buy because it's 40K.
Well, yes.
It's a terrible box. However, it's a terrible box set.
However, not including the economics of having to buy, put together, play, paint and play 40K, it's actually a pretty decent deal.
Ooh, the worst.
the worst. Oh man, the storm. Well, I mean, you get a shit ton in there. It's like if it's like $100 or even $120 box set, you're getting your money's worth out of the thing.
Did they say how much it
costs? I don't think yet, but I'm sure it's no more than $100, $125.
Maybe before $275 retail.
It could be the $500 smog.
the thing that pisses me off about that is that's a pretty cool figure, but $500? Give me a fucking break.
Well, I mean, it's giganto. It's like the size of I don't know my dick.
The thing. Yeah, right. I think you mean the Bilbo part's the size of your dick. Little tiny Bilbo.
Hey, he's the bravest little hobbit of them all.
That's true. Actually, I'd say your dick's more like Bilbo wearing the ring because you can't fucking see it.
Yo, dick is like Bilbo wearing the ring. Can't see it.
Exactly. It was
welcome to nerd trash talk.
Every time I see one of the big. Model kits like that from
Yo
VW.
Yo, mama's so fat, Paul Atreides tried to ride her.
What?
Your mama's so fat, Han Solo said she was a moon.
That's no moon.
Every time I see one of those big-ass kits from GW, like the big models, I just think of like any like normal like modeling company. Like even like Rydell, just like basic fucking model kits. And I'm like, there are model kits that are way bigger than that for like $30.
Yeah. I mean, like, oh, what's
like the high detail? It's a fucking dragon.
Who is it? Like Ertl or stuff does like the famous Monsters of Movie Land and shit like that. Like, yeah, like you could buy them for like $15-$20.
Right. And like they look good. They look like you when you get super big, like the tiny little details aren't a thing anymore because the figure's so big.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I've.
Oh, he's got 100 scales. Fucking.
In dealing with in recently with playing, you know, World War II games, I have learned that people are dicks when it comes to scale. Like, if something is not proper scale, they lose their fucking minds. Like, it's like, well, bolt action is 156 scale. Butt action is 156 scale. But a model companies make 148 scale as well, which could also be used for 28mm games. And people lose their shit at each other. The screaming matches online about what's better, 156 or 148. I'm like, why don't you guys just fucking get it over with? Come on.
Why? Because fucking... Rivet counters.
Yeah. Well, it's not the rivet counting. It's just...
No, it is. They're like, this scale isn't accurate enough. Oh, my fingers are too small. The tanks are too big. Or the tanks are too small. My fingers are too big.
And actually, my opinion, 148th the scale is more accurate, but 156 is better for the game. I'm just saying.
I knew you'd have an opinion about it.
Of course I would.
But I mean, nobody cares because it's historical gaming.
It's true. Oh, my God. Okay, so I know... You know, historical gaming, I know we love to make fun of them, but I had to actually quit a Facebook page I subscribed to for butt action because people started posting like these, like, I know this isn't game related, but, and it'd be like immigrants go home. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? This is a fucking forum for fucking mini games. Why are you posting about like terrorists and immigrants and stuff like this? No one gives a fuck. I just want to see your painted figures. Or say answer questions.
Like, you should have just painted up a bunch of banditos and put them up.
I should have just posted a video of me standing on Tatooine with a growing erection to the John Williams music. No, just it would have been like, bah! You can't see right now, but I'm doing the visual for Steve, and it's just two dicks hitting each other.
Yes, they're just flopping at one another.
No, erect.
They're like, they're semis at best. And when they whack together, they make the lightsaber noise. They're like,
as much as funny as that sounds, I think the sound would be better.
It's got to be the lightsaber noise.
I know.
One can be like big and red, and the other can be, I don't know, Han Solo's face.
Big Harrison Ford head.
It's just a dick shaft with Han Solo's face on the end. And maybe a vein coming up from the dick, like onto his chin or something.
No, you could take like.
Does Harrison Ford has a butt chin?
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit. He's got that scar on his chin.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Dick slamming. Dick slamming knights.
Okay. So yeah, I guess the thing with the derp storm, the bloop 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 storm is Space Marines moving to 32mm bases and people losing their shits. I find it hysterical, but whatevs.
Since when does Games Workshop make a 32mm base?
They do now.
Fair enough.
They do now.
Actually, that would be awesome because that seems exactly like a workshop ploy. They're like, we got bigger bases. You got to rebase all your Space Marines.
So what you got to do is you got to take off. Oh, no one makes 32mm lipped bases like we do? Guess you're going to have to rebase all y'all Space Marines.
Get shit on, players.
It does seem like a really good ploy. And they'll sell them in bags of like probably like three or four for $5. Oh, they're the worst.
No, seven. There will be seven in the bag.
Because I see what you're saying. Because it doesn't make a good even rounded number in multiples. Yeah.
Exactly seven.
Yeah. So they make seven in a bag, sell it for $10, sell it out there so people have to buy them, and then some company will make a resin copy of the base, and then they'll get sued by Games Workshop.
Exactly.
Games Workshop will lose the case.
And then everyone will make the resin bases.
Everyone will make the resin bases.
Yes,
so there we
exactly.
go. We have the next 4 years of Game Classy planned out right there while we follow this.
Done. We can just pre-record like a couple segments and just like loop it. And then just instead of recording, just upload the loops for every episode. Be like, Games Workshop did something stupid. Ha ha, that's retarded. Dicks! And then it's like done.
It's like, it's me sitting at a soundboard like bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah,
bloop,
you just have the buttons like...
Yeah.
Get
to the chopper.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Get to the chopper. Get to the chopper.
We do need a soundboard.
I know. Well, I mean, you repeat the same jokes.
It'd be good.
Cast after cast.
Get to the chopper.
Hey, have you seen Predator lately? Hey, have you seen Predator lately?
Now we're talking.
Yeah, exactly. So
Predator's the fucking best.
Next thing, the MOBA version. It's a MOBA game. The Rum and Bones. Is the Kickstarter that Cool Mini is doing.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't give a fuck.
The figures are really cool, though.
Eh.
They're too big, but they're cool. I guess it's some MOBA-style play.
Eh.
What MOBA is Massive Online Battle Arena? Is that what it stands for?
Multiplayer Online Battle Arena.
Okay, multiplayer, not massive.
Yes.
So it's like that's like League of Legends and...
League of Legends, Smite, Dota, the Infinite Crisis, etc.
I've played Dota quite a bit lately, and it's fun, but... I don't really get why people get so into it.
I don't know. I don't like the click to move games. I don't understand the click to like. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't really get it either. Because I'm like, why can't I just use the arrow keys? This should work.
Well, I mean, well, I could get into it super deep, but like the click to move seems weird to me because like you relinquish a lot of control of the character on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the ability to make like direct plays and stuff are like greatly reduced when you could be like dodging shots with your. You know, WASD, be like, oh, out of the way. I don't know. I'm just not a fan. I know it's a big thing, but...
Yeah, I mean, because you can't go on Reddit without seeing, like, a League of Legends post saying some dipshit out from bumpfuck Minnesota is quitting some team and going to some other fucking team of wiener kids. You know, it's... So that's basically my opinion on League of Legends and
although the
Dota.
Koreans aren't the best at League of Legends.
No.
They're the best at StarCraft, but not League of Legends.
It's true. You know what? Give those Koreans this. Just give them StarCraft. Just give it to them. Don't even try.
You can't. Yeah. You can't not. Like you can try as hard as you want. They're gonna come and take StarCraft from you.
You know why? Better. Better internet.
They do have massively better internet, but mostly it's their insane APM. Actions per minute.
Actions per minute.
But it's interesting
because they're very efficient people.
It's interesting because they only have about 3 years of. Of play,
well,
before their hands are too slow.
Oh, 3 years of play before their hands are too slow.
Yep. Yeah, one of the best player, like one of the absolute like stone nut best StarCraft players, like basically had to quit. He like had to retire because he could not compete with the speed of the new generation. He's just too slow.
It was like Gundam where the guy's like, it seems a little laggy. He goes, that's because your reaction time is quicker than the robot can handle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, is that an actual thing from Gundam, or am I just making that up in my head?
I'm pretty sure that's been in Gundam.
Or is it like Evangelion or something like that?
No, Evangelion used they were like kind of robots, but they were actually alive.
You know what?
So they were synced
I've
up.
I've tried
they
to watch weird. Maul, but I can't.
Evangelion is a.
It's
I don't like Evangelion.
You love your Gundam though.
Yeah, but Gundam's nothing like Evangelion.
But they're
big... like opposite ends of the spectrum. Only things that are similar is there are big things in them.
You're just lucky I'm able to tell the difference, and I'm not like my father going, "You watching Voltron again?"
Right, Voltron's alright.
But you know, but that's
and I'll form the ass.
But that's like you know me being like I'd be watching like. I'm, this is not necessarily me, but my dad would be like, "It's like you watch a G.I. Joe." No, I'm watching Transformers. Oh, okay. You watch a G.I. Joe? No, I'm watching the Smurfs, Dad.
Yeah, see,
oh, okay.
I never correct people when they ask me if they think it's something. I just say yes. They're like, "What are you watching there? Ghost Formers?" Sure am.
Ghost Formers sounds awesome.
I don't want them to do a follow up question.
Yeah,
I just want them to leave. Like, I'm like, leave. I'm fucking watching something. Stop talking to me.
Yeah, the
oh, yeah, Ghost Formers, huh? I see, but I haven't had anybody do that in a long time.
Yeah, I like the Rum and Bones. It's a little expensive, but it's like 100. It's like 100 bones for the no pun intended for the game.
I'll be really impressed when I see a Cool Mini or Not game coming out that's not on Kickstarter.
It's never gonna happen.
I know it's
they're
never
done.
Gonna happen.
It's like Mantic. Mantic is always gonna do a Kickstarter. Cool Mini or Not is always going to do a Kickstarter. I have a feeling that...
You know, the difference between Mantic and Cool Mini or Not, though, is the Cool Mini or Not games are, like, automatic sellers. Like, they actually sell. Mantic is still in the, like, little niche, like, oh, we're miniatures gamers. Like, people buy Kumini or Not games who are not miniatures gamers.
Well, that's because
like Zombicide, people like that game because it's a board game. That game just is good. Like, people buy it. Like, popular. It's a popular game.
Yeah.
It's not like Mantic. Mantic at least makes sense because they're like, it's pretty hard to gauge how many people play Kings of War because, like, apparently there's like a decent amount of people around here who play Kings of War because they just had a tournament at Games Plus with like 20 people. Yeah. And I was like, where the fuck did that happen? Like, where did these people come from?
I'll tell you what, I've never seen them. Do they like come out of their like holes and just like,
you got me, dude. That's exactly. I was like, really? There was a bunch of people there. Huh. Yeah. All right. That's a surprise. So, yeah, apparently there's people who play Kings of War. So,
Can't tell me these figures aren't cool looking, though.
I mean, they're fine. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't get excited about minis. Like,
how can you not get excited about
it's minis? Super hard to excite me with, like, miniatures because there's so much.
Well, let me tell you this.
And there's nothing new. Like, that's why I was so stoked about Kingdom Death because the fucking monsters and shit in Kingdom Death are unique.
Yeah.
They're new. Everything else has just been, like, it's a rehash of a rehash of a rehash. Arena Rex is kind of like that, too. Not a rehash. Arena Rex is like a new thing. Like, sure, there's been gladiators before, but like the style, the size, and like the monsters, they're pretty cool and unique looking.
Yeah, my only thing with this game is that it's really nice, and all the models are one piece, but there's not enough sodomy in the game for it to really be a pirate game for me.
I mean, you could just make it that way.
I don't like homebrewed rules.
One of the things that's really cool about tabletop gaming is you can make up your own rules. You could have a butt dice. You just make a butt dice. It has five blank sides and one side that's a butt.
I think we found our Kickstarter, Steve. The Game Classy Butt Dice Kickstarter.
It could go with the Flying Assault Butts Kickstarter.
Well,
that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was Fantaside. Was that who did it?
I think it was just some dude. I'm pretty sure it was just some guy who made a Flying Assault Butts Kickstarter.
Look at this character.
God damn it. And I would never support this game because there's a Kiss figure in it.
I don't really think that's a Kiss
figure. Dude, that is clearly a Kiss figure. That's clearly Peter Criss. Or Star Child or whatever the fuck.
The Star Child.
That is absolutely a Kiss figure.
Well, they have a whole rock and roll war band is what they have.
Yeah, so they probably have a bunch of different ones. They're probably like an Ozzy guy and Kiss. But
Yeah.
This is, I don't know who this is supposed to be.
Well, it's just like generic rock and roll.
I don't know who wears the headband. No, I'm sure he's supposed to be after someone. Like, this dude is clearly Peter Criss. Or whatever.
Or whatever.
I don't know, Kiss sucks ass, so I don't really pay attention to their name.
Kiss sucks.
They do. You're right. But I didn't say they suck. I said they suck ass.
Yeah. I mean, I...
Get it right.
I really like the figures. I think the game could be decent. I just always... Like, my problem with Cool Mini is, like, every
their
time...
Their games always suck.
There's always so many loopholes.
Their games blow.
There's always so many loopholes in their games that it just kind of, like... A lot of them are one-and-done games for me.
The only good Cool Mini or Not game was a game that wasn't designed by Cool Mini or Not. That was Super Dungeon Explorer.
A lot of their games are actually... That are not designed by Cool Mini are pretty good. I mean, Rum and Bones is actually based off an older mini game called Ron and Bones, and that was actually... that was a terrible game. But but a lot of the games that are designed by Cool Mini just seem like, hey, we're just going to sell. Zombicide must be decent in some respects.
Zombicide's shit. But Zombicide is good for casuals, and zombies are super popular right now.
Yeah.
So if you make a good-looking game designed for casuals to play, and it's got zombies in it, bam, you make money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's infinite zombie games, and you know what? They're all popular. All of them are fucking popular. Zombie 15, Zombicide, Dead of Winter, The Walking Dead board game, The Walking Dead card game.
Yeah, but The Walking Dead is like
Zombies from Twilight
the
Creations.
The most popular show on TV.
Still,
so
Zombies from Twilight Creations. Everything is carried by The Walking Dead.
Are you still on the protesting Walking Dead?
I'm watching it on Netflix.
Just last time we talked about it, you're like, I'm never watching it again.
Oh, it's because the fucking season was so shitty, but it's on Netflix, and Joe keeps telling me, like...
Not me, other Joe.
Yeah, well, obviously, I would say you.
Yeah.
Joe keeps, like, it's like... He's like, yeah, I agree with you. It was super fucking terrible. But watch it on Netflix, because if you don't wait week to week, it's much better.
Yeah. And that's exactly because Pat B of Pat B's Retro Video Game Reviews has... Like, you're watching The Walking Dead? I'm like, no, I'm waiting for it to come on Netflix so I don't have to sit there and wait, you know, a week between episodes. And he's like, ah.
Yeah, Joe was like, it's a huge difference. He's like, because I hated it. And I was like, all right, well, I'll take a look then.
Did, by the way, I was listening to Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast before I came here. And he was talking about a Bosco stick. You ever heard of a Bosco stick before? Yeah. What is it?
It's a. It looks like a little tiny like French bread roll, or loaf, and it's got garlic and Parmesan on it, and the inside is stuffed with mozzarella.
What do they call a Bosco stick? Isn't Bosco a chocolate drink? It was George Costanza's password to his ATM.
Bosco's a branded chocolate beverage.
Yeah.
I don't know why they call it a Bosco stick otherwise.
Oh, okay. It just, like, he was, like, freaking out because I guess he never heard of it either. Like, I never heard of it because I went to school in a poor-ass neighborhood on the south side of Chicago where most of our, like, hot lunches with quotation marks around it.
Who's getting Bosco sticks as a fucking school lunch?
Apparently out in the fucking rich-ass western suburbs of Chicago they are.
That's out of control.
I know. Tell me about it. But, yeah, I never heard of it either. And, apparently people got mad at him because he didn't know what they were. And I would have just made fun of them and been like, that sounds awful. Why would I want any marinara that's not made on the south side of Chicago? I don't know.
But there's no marinara in it.
No, you don't dip it in the marinara?
Oh, well, you can dip it if you want, but fucking, who dips? Children.
Children. Children dip. All right. Yeah, I don't, there's a new Firefly game out.
Who cares? Fucking fuck Firefly. Firefly. Fuck it. Fuck Firefly. Fuck Firefly fans.
No,
fuck brown coats. Fuck
you
all the games.
You hate the fans.
Fuck Firefly.
You don't hate the show.
Fuck it.
You don't
fuck
hate
it.
The show.
They've ruined it.
They've ruined it
They've
for you.
They fucking ruined it. I can't even watch an episode of Firefly now. I'm just like, fuck. God damn it. Why is Firefly on the TV? Get it off. Fuck.
You don't hate it. You're just being reactionary.
They're doing their absolute best.
They're doing their absolute best to ruin it. Yeah. I mean, that game looks terrible.
I'm sure it's shit. The Firefly board game's shit. Every licensed Firefly thing is shit. The fucking MMO is gonna be shit. Every card game's gonna be shit. fuck everything about Firefly that isn't just like the show. But even then, the show's fucking 10 episodes. Get over it. It got shit canned.
It was 10 episodes over 15 years ago.
Yeah, with a movie. Great. You have your thing. Move on.
Move on.
Like Doctor Who fucking sucks and I hate it. But
you've
at least
never,
like,
watched an episode.
Okay, sure. Doctor Who fucking sucks and I hate it. But at least it's still airing.
Yeah.
Like, when people are like, I got this Doctor Who game. I can't be like, you fucking shitter. That's a show from 20 years ago. It's not even on anymore. Fuck off. I can't say that. Because Doctor Who's at least still airing. When I was, so it's at least more relevant than fucking Firefly.
When I was doing some recent, not garage sailing, but when I was going to some used bookstores looking for stuff, I came across a Doctor Who box set from a Games Workshop. From way back in the day.
You can get yourself the Serenity, and then you can take the Doctor Who, the police box, and you can have them doing their drop off where they're flying the ship, and they got the Doctor Who police box hanging from the ship. Yeah. And then all you need is Sheldon to pop out of there and go bazooper.
You should have said Bazinga, because bazooper just makes me feel like you're doing a 4chan pun. A 4chan joke.
Bazooper.
I know.
Bajopper. Bagoper.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. I don't know. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Bazooper. Bazooper. That was my favorite one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. What else we got? Anything?
I don't know.
Game related?
Produce something else for me to shit upon.
Yes, exactly. That's what I feel like right now. It's like everything I brought up, you're like, this is shitty. Give me something good, Steve. What are you liking right now?
Fucking nothing, man. I'm hating everything. Yeah, I'm playing some video games. I'm in a video game state of mind.
A video game state of mind?
And then I'm arguing with people while drunk on Facebook. That's fun.
What are you arguing about on Facebook?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Let's think. I will when I'm hammered and I want to fight someone on Facebook, I will post something just to try and get someone to respond so I can yell at them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just something like I'll be like, oh, this is super shitty. And I just wait, and I'm waiting like this, tense, with my fingers tented, and I'm just like, yes.
Sorry to interrupt your thing here, but the Deathstorm, I'm sorry, it's Deathstorm, not Bloodstorm.
Deathstorm. It should be Bloodstorm.
It should be Bloodstorm, because there's Blood Angels in it, but Deathstorm is $125, 125 pounds.
Is that 125 euros, pounds?
Dollars, dolares.
When you say euros really fast, like euros, it sounds like you're asking for euros.
Yeah, we've made that joke 1,000 times.
That'd
on this
be the
podcast.
Absolute best form of currency.
We've also talked about that joke 1,000 times on this podcast.
I don't think
should we
have.
Just quit the podcast, because I think we've gone over every joke that we could possibly.
I don't
go
think
over.
We have.
Yes, we have delicious euros.
I mean, euros are good.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Are you sure?
And they talk about some sort of ass like chutney gravy that they put on stuff in England. Well, was it that James is always saying, like, you know,
chili sauce?
Chili sauce. Yeah, there we go.
But it's not. He's not eating euros.
Chutney gravy.
That sounds weird.
He's talking. Yeah, he talks about putting on kebabs or something or other. No magic news.
There's the dual deck anthologies. It's $100 MSRP. It's a rehash, but people want it.
Yeah, and the
next set's not out for till February.
And the D&D Dungeon Master's Guide is out.
Yes, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I'm looking forward to doing a review on it because it's a pleasant bounce back from the monster.
Actually, there you go. There's something not to shit on right now. What's D&D that? 5th.
D&D 5th.
D&D 5th.
Yeah, but there's nothing new out besides the Dungeon Master's Guide. And we're going to do a whole special podcast.
Well, I know.
That.
I'm not saying, like, let's review it right now. I'm just saying, in gaming, I am sick and tired of everything. But D&D, yeah, it's good.
Well, let me tell you. I'm running a small... I'm going to be running Minds of Phandelver for a couple people. So I've been going over the encounter and, you know, making notes and everything on it. It's actually a really good starter encounter. Like... Fantastic. I know we said on the podcast that we were doing it that we weren't going to do it in case, you know, either of us got run through it. But since I knew I probably wasn't going to be run through it by anyone, I decided, you know, I was going to run it for some people. Went through it. Great starting encounter. A lot of fun stuff. You get to you would get really upset.
And you can get TPK'd by the dragon.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, there is a dragon in it, which would make you upset because you're like, why the fuck is there a dragon in this encounter?
No, the dragon's there to set up the understanding for your players,
yeah,
that they can be TPK'd. That's what the dragon's there for. It's a very excellent use of a dragon.
Everything in it is like set up to show your players this is how you play this goddamn game. Mm-hmm. Don't you get any crazy ideas about...
And then suddenly Bear Rogue.
Yo,
busted-ass Ogre Paladin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It works. These starting characters are pretty good. They're pretty standard. I fucking hate paladins. I've just come to that conclusion. I hate paladins.
There's no paladin in the starting characters.
The dwarf.
He's a cleric.
Oh, cleric. That's what I meant. Cleric, not paladin. My bad. I don't like clerics. I've come to that conclusion.
Because you don't like healers?
I don't like healers. No.
You don't like them because they make it harder for you to TPK the party?
It's just, they just make life difficult in general.
because they're healing? They're ruining your encounters?
Res, please.
Resplix.
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 Yeah, I mean...
Hurry up, Resplix. Is he not off cooldown yet? Hurry up, Resplix.
Yeah, I actually, I photocopied the Minds of Phandelver book and cut apart the parts that are supposed to be, so I set it out easier for me as a DM to go through. I'm a terrible DM, and I've said this on this podcast 1,000 times, but I've never actually run an encounter before. Like,
a module
before. So I'm actually kind of liking running modules more than running my own special thing. Because it just feels like there's a point A, and there's a point B, and there's a point C. One thing I also like about it is that there is an option as opposed to when you're playing the game. Instead of giving just experience points for every encounter, you have experience points for when you reach certain milestones. There's the milestone thing. Mm-hmm. Far better when you're running a campaign because you don't have guys leveling up too quickly.
That's actually been in D&D for a while.
Yeah.
Most people like got focused on the kill monster, get XP.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you know, I've never run as a DM before, so I never really, you know, I've run as a DM, but I've never D&D before.
Yeah, I like Lamentations of the Fire Princess has a similar system, except the way it works is Lamentations is money is XP.
Yeah.
So when you finish the campaign, like when you return home,
yeah,
with said loot, the loot is how much XP you gain. When you're back.
When you get back, does it make that...
I mean, you could have it handy. Soundboards exist.
Nice. All right, so...
I'm a copy of it.
We're reaching this point in the podcast. I wanted to... we talked last week...
I gotta pee.
All right.
I'm back from my most enjoyable pee.
There you go. So I promised you last week that I actually had a huge D&D score that I was going to show you. These are just some
better be pictures of your dick.
Well, these are some that I just found today before I came to your place to record.
Ah, Against the Giants. That's a classic.
I know. I was very excited to find that one.
Ew, Dragonlance. Gross. Yeah.
That's a Dragonlance board game.
More Dragonlance. Gross. Dragonlance is shit. I hate Dragonlance.
Dragonlance is D&D for girls. I've just come to that conclusion.
No, it's just D&D for shitters. Ooh, Chronomancer. Because all D&D is D&D for girls.
Yo.
Get shit on, Joe. Aww. Yes.
Okay.
Social justice for me. Points, 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 points.
Okay. So,
I'll be a big talking head.
So I promised this for Steve that last week I was going to show him this, my massive spelljammer horde that I came across.
Yeah, but do you have the spaceship guide?
Oh, yes, I do.
The Spacefarer's Handbook. Nice.
The War Captain's Companion.
Grin space. Dude, Spelljammer is simultaneously the best and worst fucking thing that ever existed.
There you go. And here's the last of it.
Just like, look at that. What the fuck? It's a, it, so it's a, it looks kind of like a snail nautilus thing. And then it's got this like squid door with a anus sarlacc mouth. And
I believe that's a sphincter.
And it just, this one's an input, not an output.
Not an output.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, it's because it's got teeth.
Yeah, baby.
Well, yeah, the, so I ended up, I found a guy online.
The old fucking art, the old art's the best too.
I found a guy online selling like this big lot of D&D stuff, and I didn't need most of it, but he had a big spell, like he wanted to sell it in lots, right? And he had this big spelljammer lot. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just buy the spelljammer lot. There's not a lot. And some of them are missing the maps, which I'm a little upset about. Not really. I didn't pay that much for the lot. But it was enough. I was like, ah, I really like buying these if the maps are in there. But I didn't really care. It's a huge set. So I was relatively happy with what I got. So I now have a decent spelljammer collection.
The question is when are you going to run a spelljammer game?
Dude, you want in on a spelljammer game?
No.
No?
Absolutely not. I would like to hear your antics in a spelljammer game. Would I like to play it? Absolutely not.
Okay, how about this? How about this? How about if I run the spelljammer game and you just sit next to me making sound effects the entire time? The enemy ship has you in its tractor beam. As you're sitting there on the deck of your ship, the klaxons go off to alert you that an enemy ship is in the area. Oh no!
Wouldn't be klaxons. They would be fucking like the magical spell that tells you ship is nearby has gone off. Be careful! There's an enemy ship approaching.
One of the enemies,
just some dude.
When your enemies magically teleports himself onto your bridge or your ship. Oh no! It's an owl bear. good times.
Criticals.
Yeah, I've been reading.
Finally, Wild Space.
You know, the more I read into Spelljammer, the more I like it. So, you know, as we've been talking about it, but yeah, I mean,
it's basically if you made a D&D campaign entirely set on the ocean.
Yeah,
where you'd stop at islands.
I mean, look at that.
Except
you got little punch out ships in this.
One of them's popped though.
Yeah, he's in here. It's the dolphin shuttle.
Yeah, so you make a D&D game entirely based in the ocean where you can stop at islands and stuff. Replace ocean with space, replace islands with planets, and you have Spelljammer.
Spelljammer!
Because there's no actual like sci-fi in Spelljammer, really. Because it's all I don't know what the fuck there's a name for it. It's like I think it might just be called like science fiction fantasy.
Yeah, I mean,
or it's science fantasy. Maybe that's what it is.
It's like Star Wars, you know. It's like nothing fancy.
Star Wars does not have fucking sail ships that go through space. Okay, it would be a lot cooler if it did.
Actually, it's expanded universe or something. See, look,
don't
at
give
that.
Me that shit.
Toot toot.
You know it does have sail ships that go through space. Fucking Star Trek.
Because
Sisko totally flies around in one.
Yeah, he takes it from Bajor to Cardassia.
Yep.
That's a great episode.
It is a great episode. Just him and Jake and that fucking ship together. It's awesome.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, that is a great episode.
Yeah, I agree.
I love Deep Space Nine.
We very rarely agree, so you take them when you can get them.
Do you love Sisko? Do you love how the man keeps him down and he doesn't become like an actual captain until like the fifth season?
Sisko's awesome. I like that show. It's really good. I finally finished it. And like,
oh, you finally finished it?
Yeah, and everyone talking about how like the space battle didn't happen because the prophets made the army disappear. I was like, that happened immediately after a gigantic space battle. There's a huge space battle, and then there's a insurmountable reinforcement force coming. The Federation Alliance wins the space battle, and they're like, fuck, there's this reinforcement wave coming that will absolutely 100% defeat us, and then they get transported out while they're going through the wormhole. So I don't understand anyone's argument about that, where it's like, there's a goddamn huge space battle first. I like the tsunami.
The tsunami?
With the plague of locusts.
I like this guy, the bat ship. The bat ship is my favorite.
Yeah, the tsunami's the best. It's a fucking, like, caterpillar, centipede, dragon worm thing.
Oh, I gotta run a fucking...
You should get a picture of that up on the Classy Facebook page so everyone else can enjoy.
Don't forget
the dolphin shuttle. Don't forget the dolphin shuttle.
Yeah, I gotta, If I'm gonna post these on the Facebook page, I'm just gonna send a link, because I also have the Reddit subreddit that I post stuff to, the Tabletop Gamers game collecting that I post all my stuff to. So when I pick it up, I tend to post like big posts on that stuff. I'm thinking about doing some videos. I was talking about it. Some people have been asking about just doing some unboxing stuff. Apparently, people fucking love unboxing videos.
I think they're the stupidest thing ever, but you should do it.
But you're correct. I'm correct in saying that people fucking love unboxing videos.
I've seen people like unboxing videos for the weirdest shit too. It's like I can understand watching it for a game because there's components and shit.
Yeah.
And then for like cards, like you're ripping packs, so like people don't know what you're getting. Like, oh shit, I just ripped this super expensive card.
Yeah, actually, that one, that guy that has, he bought the he got the Chaos Orb or something in it.
It's Black Lotus.
Black Lotus, yeah.
But like that, I get that. But it's like, I'm unboxing the iPhone. It's like, what is there to be surprised about? The fucking iPhone. It's gonna be a goddamn iPhone. They're the fucking same.
Yeah.
Do you have a phone? Congratulations! It looks probably like an iPhone.
Maybe next time we record the podcast, I'll bring a video camera and we could just sit here and we can unbox some D&D box sets. Unless you don't want anything to do with it, then I'll just do it.
You should do it.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
I will not participate in your unboxing.
You're just gonna. I mean, it's funnier because you'd just probably shit on everything. But
nah, it's D&D.
Like, yeah, it's D&D. AD&D,
you don't need
stuff,
two people going like, "Oh, this is so sweet.
This is, look at this poster."
You just have one person doing it. Seems fine.
Oh my god. Yeah. But I was very pleasantly surprised by my Spelljammer buy.
That's the best thing you have, by the way.
The War Captain's Companion. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very happy with it. And it's unpunched, too.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Yeah. Except for the Dolphin.
Except for the Dolphin. Yeah.
The Dolphin.
Yeah. What about the Spacefarer's Handbook? So sexy. God, I've got to find some original D&D art somewhere. I know. I go up to Lake Geneva all the time. I'm sure I could find someone selling shit up there in
Lake
Geneva.
They probably would have it at Noble Knight.
Probably, yeah. That would probably be the place to find it.
Noble Knight be the place to go. Noble Knight is the only place I've ever seen a sealed original Dungeons & Dragons set.
Well, how about this? How about Secrets of Spiderhaunt? Supposedly, this is one of the worst modules of all time.
Forgotten Realms is... I don't know. I don't really like Forgotten Realms. Dragonlance is the worst.
Tree Lords?
That's artwork by Brom. That's good.
Tree Lords!
That artwork definitely makes me think of Tree Lord.
Well, he is a Tree Lord.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, all right, so it's time to actually...
Wait, I gotta get the thingy.
What thingy?
The thingy.
What thingy?
The box thingy. The drinking quest.
Oh, drinking. Oh, that's right. You have your contest for the Poopman. Hold on. I can put that there so I know that that's where I need to make the cut. All right, so he's got a drinking quest for the guy who did the Poopman.
Drinking quest 2.
Who's going to get it?
Signed by me and Joe.
Yeah.
On the top and the bottom of the box. Yes.
So who's gonna get it?
The winner. I totally forgot the name already, but it's the MS Paint Poopman on the flame tank.
Oh, there's a flame tank.
Yeah,
that
MS. Fuck, I'm gonna say his name totally wrong. I think it was like Brian or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Terry. I don't know.
Terry.
I don't know. Whatever.
Was it on Facebook?
It is on the Facebook. You can look that up. He's definitely the wiener because that picture made me laugh wholeheartedly.
And he's riding a flame tank.
And yes, it was pretty great. Brett Miles. Okay. I'm almost 100% certain. Back me up on this.
It'll take a second.
Do the search. That's fine.
Up.
While you're doing that, I have a booby prize.
A booby prize?
The booby prize, and this is a specific booby prize I selected for the person who's winning the booby prize, which is the second place prize. This is for James Brandt and his picture of literal shit with little cardboard faces cut out on it, which did make me laugh, but not as much as the MS Paint crappy one. And so I've selected a specific prize for James, and that is a set of Mantic branded D6.
Ooh!
Because I know he is such a huge fan of Mantic games and everything they do. I've got a set of Mantic branded D6 for him. So, James, hook us up with the address, and I'll send you these sweet Mantic dice. And Brett Miles, hook us up with the address, send us a message on Facebook, and I'll hook you up with this sweet copy of Drinking Quest 2.
I can't find it.
That's fine. I'm almost 100% sure that I'm right.
Before we finish up the podcast with the D&D trivia game, I also forgot to mention earlier that Adepticon registration has started, opened up.
Adepticon!
I'm actually going to be there. I'm doing 2 tournaments. I might do 3. All for butt action, Steve. All for butt action. But we're still debating whether or not we're gonna do anything special on Saturday night. We might do run an AD&D trivia or something like that for fans who want to play or stupid shit like that.
Was there anyone? The only person there last year was Polar Bear.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, I'm sure there's some people who listen to the podcast and would seek us out.
I don't know. I wouldn't.
Dan Delanois. We could have a challenge to the Delanois contest.
You know, we haven't mentioned Delanois in a really long time.
the Challenge of the Delanois.
Challenge of the Delanois.
Challenge of the Delanois. Yeah. Our D&D module.
Yeah, that's the D&D module. Challenge of the Delanois.
That's a great name for a module for D&D. All right. So we're going to do the D&D trivia today. Steve, why don't you pick your character that you'll be playing as today?
I'm going to get my my tracking. We're going to do this one.
Okay, you are the rogue.
I am now the rogue.
All right, so there are some changes in the game.
I think she is actually climaxing from finding that pearl.
She does kind of look like she is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would. I would for sure.
Oh, the giant pearl. So there are some changes to the rules this game.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, so now your mulligan, you have to declare your mulligan before you answer.
Okay.
So you have to say, I'm going to skip this question.
Okay.
Okay, and I will read you another one of the same level.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Got it.
So you can't get it wrong and then get another question.
Got
it. So once you are out on this one.
Okay.
You will also get a chance to say, I want a plus or minus. And I will give you a plus or minus number on something. So if it says, like, what is the AC value of, you know, blah, 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 and you say, I want a plus minus, I'll give you a plus minus of 2. Say, and then you have to, if you get within the 2 of that,
okay,
you can have
so
it.
Like last time when I got the 2 questions swapped where I was within, like, 2 on, yes, each, but one was too high and one was too low.
You
got
can
it.
Use neither of these. Well, you could use the mulligan on any of them, but you could use these on any of them.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Got
so
it.
First through 3. All right. So we're starting off. This is the bell I got when you get a question right.
Okay.
I have to get
good.
Something for when you get the question wrong. I'm thinking about getting a slide whistle.
If you could get the boom, 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 boom.
What's something
that'd
like that?
Ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. I should get like music to play while you're thinking about the answer, like
just do that song.
Okay.
Requiem from a Dream song.
Oh yes, yes. Okay. This one's a really easy one, starting off at level 1. What are the 4 standard character classes, not groups, in AD&D 2nd edition?
Fighter,
mm-hmm.
Cleric,
mm-hmm.
Rogue, or Thief.
Okay.
And Mage.
You are correct. Okay. You got to be careful on that one because you didn't want to say Wizard. And it is Thief. It's not Rogue.
Yes, it's
so
Thief.
You have to be careful on that.
And if you go super old school, there's
Wait.
If you go super old school, there's Dwarf,
yes,
and Elf.
This is AD&D 2nd, so you have now progressed to level 2. How many points of damage does a potion of healing cure?
D8.
Incorrect, Steve. You have bailed out on the second question this game.
Well.
It's 2d4 plus 2.
Ah, well.
So you have failed this. You've not even made it past level 2 this time, Steve. That's sad, because I was hoping this would take us an extra, like, 5 or 6 minutes to round out the podcast.
I'm never going to get those types of questions.
You guys study.
I'm not going to do that. I want to do it completely off of my ability to recollect. Like,
you could have took a mulligan on
recall.
If you didn't know.
I figured it was D8. I actually thought it was right.
I actually thought I was right.
Yeah, I mean, 2d4.
All right, I'm going to give you another one, just because I'm bored.
Okay.
Okay. Of the following character classes, which does not belong to the wizard group? Mage, invoker, canon, or illusionist?
Canon.
You are correct. I'm not going to give you the bell on that one, though, because this doesn't technically count for anything, because you technically have lost.
You could just ask me 5 each time and tell me and see how many I get right.
If a character successfully makes a saving throw, he doesn't have to make saving throws for the items he... True or false? If a character successfully makes a saving throw, he doesn't have to make a saving throw for the items he carries.
If they successfully make a saving throw, they don't have to make a saving throw for the items they carry.
True or false?
I don't know. I think this might have been written when there was some sort of universal truth about that, but that's not a...
It's a 50-50 chance, Steve.
I will say false.
It is true, actually. God, you're just worse at this game. I don't know if I want to play this anymore with
you. You know, that's the thing, because when this was written, that's spell based. Like, that's the thing. That's the kind of question that's bullshit, because that is spell based. Because there are fucking spells where you have to take saving throws on both. It's like, I hit you with this. Your items take a saving throw, and you take a saving throw. Like one of the aging spells, like Ages of Years. It's like, oh, you take a saving throw to see if you fucking die and crumble into dust, but because it's a zone, it's an AoE spell, your gear also takes a saving throw. So those kind of questions are pretty bullshit.
Okay. Roland, a paladin, can make more than one attack in a round. What is the lowest level he could be? What's the lowest level that a paladin could be to make two attacks or more than one attack?
It's probably wrong because this is second, but I'm going to say level 6.
Seventh. You are close. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it for the podcast today. We got a light on news, but whatever, because it's death blurp, blurp, blop, storm news, and it's just Tyranids versus Blood Angels. Yay!
I mean, if you don't know about that already, you probably don't fucking care.
Yeah.
As well you shouldn't.
As well you shouldn't.
And if you're listening to us for news, please stop.
I mean, my favorite, I think... My overall thing was with this week, I was like, I was doing the research on what we're going to talk about. I'm like, fuck, these are all Steve things Steve absolutely fucking hates. Cool mini Kickstarters, Games Workshop, Adepticon. It's like, fucking, this is just going to be Steve shitting on everything week.
No problem, I can help you out. Actually, Adepticon has a lot of really good events this year, looks like.
It does.
They've really amped the non-GW events.
Well, they moved. This year they're in Schaumburg, or is what do you call it? Scumburg?
Scumburg.
Yeah. It's in Scumburg as opposed to Durner's Grove.
No, that's just Downers Grove. Downers Grove has an entire police force with Down syndrome.
It's down to Downers syndrome.
My name's Grove. Officer Wandy on my weekly Hug Patrol.
So it's going to be in a bigger location. It's going to have an actual convention hall to do stuff in. So that'll be great for a change. It's still going to be like ass stink rooms, you know, like the little hutches where you go inside. Ooh, what are you guys playing in here? And they're like Vampire the Masquerade. And you're like, you back out slowly.
Nobody's playing Vampire the Masquerade at Adepticon.
We don't know that.
We do. We do. Because they're playing far worse things like Bolt Action.
Hey!
Ha ha!
Hey, hey,
Just called your minis game worse than LARPing.
Nothing. Nothing is worse than LARPing.
Yeah, I bought Action.
No.
Flames LARPing, of War. Also terrible.
LARPing is the worst humanity has to offer.
Sorry, man. Butt action in Flames of War. Far worse.
M'lady.
Maybe Hail Caesar. Maybe. If anyone played it. I could really get in on those Hail Caesar guys.
People like that game.
I know. But nobody plays it.
Decent rule set. No, not... Well, actually, they do, but it's... Once again, it's like Mantic. They just crawl out of the woodwork. Whatever it is, like, you got a Hail Caesar tournament going on?
There's a shit ton of non-workshop events. Like, way more this year than...
Yeah,
I
would look if you're coming in.
I wonder if they're doing any Drop Zone Commander stuff.
Probably. That game is.
Goddamn Drop Zone Commander. Like, it's so fucking tempting, but I'm not going to do it because, like, I don't use the minis I have now. Like, I'm probably never going to paint the minis I have now. Just, like, I can't do it. I can't justify it, even though it looks so sweet.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you there.
You can't. You know what? That's the thing. When you've played enough minis games, when you have enough minis, and you've seen it enough times, you can, and you're able to recognize the pattern, what'll happen? It'll be simple. I could buy two factions Drop Zone Commander. Let's say I actually go ham on it and actually get it done.
Okay.
I'll have two fully painted factions of Drop Zone Commander.
Yeah.
No one's gonna play it.
No.
I'll be like, hey, you wanna try this game? I have two factions. People will be like, eh, and I'll be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Or like I'll get someone to play it and we'll find out that it's like broken or something. Like Infinity. Just like I was like, oh, that's how that game plays, huh? All right.
Well, no, the problem with Infinity is it's written by foreigners, and we all know we can't trust foreigners.
Isn't Bought Action written by foreigners?
Yes, and that's why we can't trust the British as well.
I see.
Yep.
So you openly play a game that you shouldn't be playing.
No.
Because it was written by foreigners.
I refuse to play people who play the British. That's my thing.
I see. But you play the Polish. They rode around on horses against tanks.
That was awesome.
I mean, if you mean mentally challenged, then yes, you're right.
I could be like, well, technically...
He's going to go off and teach underprivileged retards or some shit.
Well, technically, according to actual history, the whole myth of the Polish light cavalry charging the tanks is nothing but myth. It's, it was actually blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, we...
No, I wasn't talking about them charging the tanks. I was simply stating they were riding around on horses...
While
there are tanks.
Yes.
Like, there's artillery, there's tanks, there's technology, machine guns, jet planes, almost, and they're riding around on horses.
I agree with you, except for the fact that horses are fucking awesome in Bolt Action.
See? disingenuous rule set.
There is no truth in your gaming. You know what? I'm gonna do a contest today. You already have you gave your Poopman thing. This is not gonna be for anything other than if you get this. I'm gonna do a question. I'm gonna put it up on the Facebook page.
The only problem with this though is they're gonna be able to look it up on Google.
They might be able to.
They will.
The first person who gets it right, all they get.
First person. There you go.
The first person who gets it right. When I put it up on the Facebook page, I'm going to put the question up on the Facebook page. The first person who gets it right will, I don't know, we'll get to give us you get your choice of what we get to shit on for. We have to make fun of something and say that it's terrible and shitty. Whatever you
no
say.
No matter what you
yeah,
want.
No matter what.
You can pick one for each of us.
Well, I mean, it's just one thing that we as a thing.
Well,
that,
I mean, that wouldn't make any sense because like, they could just pick something you don't like already and something I like and then... I'll be like, oh, I'm shitting on it. It'd be more fun to make us both shit on something we really like.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It'll just be saying this is how you get to say what our sign off is for the podcast. So that's what it is. We have to say blank is shitty or sucks. You, nice. You just give us our sign off for the next podcast. So we say until next week, Steve is a butt. You know, we could say stuff like that. Okay,
I'm
so
always a butt.
That's what this contest is for.
Next week.
So here's the question. Holy fuck, this is a crazy question. A rod of lordly might is a multi-purpose device with many interesting functions. It boasts three spell-like abilities. It can be used as four different magical weapons. Plus, it has three other more mundane functions. Name one of the spell-like abilities, one of the weapons, and one of the other mundane functions. That is a crazy ass question. Oh man! All right, so if you do that, I'll take a picture of this, put it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, let me see if I can insorb some of those answers.
Insorb?
Yeah. Okay. I could make them. I could if I get some right, I can take them out of the pool for the players to or the listeners to be able to answer.
All right, so I'm taking a picture of it right now. Gonna put it up on the Facebook page, and there we go. So once again, go to Fuck, I'm trying to do multiple things at the same time. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page, /Game Classy. Like, comment, subscribe to our iTunes page, Game Classy Podcast, all one word. Talk about how we don't talk about any news and how we're just awful people.
Dick, butt, fuck, cunt, shit, diarrhea.
That was one of the best comments I've read on iTunes. It's like a person who completely misses the point of a podcast.
That guy was the best. I loved it.
Yeah. He asked, but he did like the Dice Tower podcast, so it's okay.
Who the fuck likes Dice Tower? Isn't that the guy who drops all the board game components on the fucking ground?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't know. I've never listened to Dice Tower, so they could be actually wonderful people for all I fucking know.
Nope, they're not.
Nope. Terrible people.
I've never heard anything they've done. They're terrible people.
All right. Listen to our sister podcast, Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast. Every week they talk about video games. Steve wishes he was on that podcast instead of this one right now.
I mean, it would just be me shitting on all the games they like. Like, yeah.
So it's just like it's like this, except Steve would be shitting on something completely different.
Yeah. I actually don't like video games enough to be on a video games podcast.
Yeah, I've kind of been that way too.
It's like I don't play that many. I'm like, oh yeah, what are you playing? I'm playing the same game that I bought a year ago. I understand that there's new games that came out. I just don't care.
Look for us on YouTube. We're the Game Classy Podcast on YouTube.
Ootubs.
I might be putting some unboxing videos on there, but right now you're just getting...
Totally sick unboxing!
You're just getting this podcast on YouTube. That's all you're getting. Nothing special on the YouTube page.
Yeah, totally sick.
And then finally, you could join our Reddit, our Game Classy on Reddit, if you like that instead, if you have Facebook blocked at work like I do, it's a good way of keeping in contact and doing some stuff. I mean, we've finally gotten some people who are
just Facebook on your phone while you're at work.
It's really hard to do it on my phone as opposed to, you know, the normals. I hate using Facebook on my phone. It's fucking awful. I hate using Facebook, but that's how everyone else keeps in contact right now. So aside from that, Steve, until next week.
I really hope James enjoys these Mantic dice.
Game Classy.